KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies. It's 62 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with a high around 85, east-southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, this hour, westbound Interstate 80 traffic is being detoured in Pottawatomie County near the I-880 interchange while repairs are being made to the pavement. The repairs are expected to be completed within 36 hours, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office here in Atlantic. Local travelers can expect a detour of up to 1 mile, while regional travelers can expect a 10-mile detour. Thousands of people lined the procession route along Omaha streets on Friday to pay tribute to an area Marine who died in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan. The body of 23-year-old Corporal Dagan Page was transported Friday afternoon from Epley Airfield to Brahmin Mortuary southwest in Omaha. Page was one of 13 U.S. service members killed August 26th in the bombing at the Kabul airport, which also killed at least 169 Afghans. Page was born in Omaha and lived his first 5 years in Red Oak. Before moving back to Omaha with his family, he graduated from Millard South High School in 2016 and enlisted the following year. A memorial service for Corporal Dagan Page will be held on September 17th. Events were held throughout Iowa to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on Saturday, and while many have vivid memories of that day, it's all history to students in elementary and high school who weren't yet born. Jordan Pollock, a teacher at West Delaware High School in Manchester, shares his own recollections to engage with seniors in government classes.
I was actually in eighth grade when it happened, so I was a student, so I kind of talked to my students about, you know, I was on the bus and I heard something, and then we got to school, and then we basically watched footage of it the rest of the day.
Pollock also talks about the junior high football game that Tuesday night 20 years ago.
And I remember feeling kind of weird, like something huge just happened, but we're still doing this really normal thing, like going to a middle school football game.
Corey Coates, who's also a social studies teacher at West Delaware High School, says he has a distinct memory about football practice for the high school team that afternoon as they all realized there were no planes or contrails in the sky. Coates says he starts a conversation in class about 9/11 by showing some short videos of the attacks.
Many students have never actually just watched any footage from the day, so many of them are just so surprised to actually see a plane hitting the building or seeing people's reaction and that stuff. So then we usually kind of debrief about those things. And that's usually then when I go into kind of my conversation about my experience.
On September 11th, 2001, Coates had just started his sixth year of teaching and was gathering with students in the high school annex as classes were about to start on that Tuesday.
And I just remember some of my students just coming in saying, "Mr. Coates, what on earth is going on?" And I grabbed a yellow notepad, legal pad, and I just started to write. And I just jotted stuff down and just tried to process with the kids as the whole day went on.
Coates and Pollock said students understand something monumental happened, and some compare 9/11 to Pearl Harbor, but both teachers say it's hard for students who weren't alive in 2001 to fully comprehend the magnitude and scope of the attacks. The Cam School District's Board of Education is set to meet this evening at 6:30, and during their session to be held in the Cam High School Superintendent's Office, the board will discuss and act on several matters, including a resolution ordering an election on the issuance of $30.5 million worth of general obligation school bonds, along with approval of the Anita Daycare Food Service Agreement, a homecoming highway relay, calendar and out-of-state trips for FFA, sale of excess property by sealed bid. Cam School Board will also act on board policies approval and an active peer technology agreement. Patrons of the Audubon School District are heading to the polls tomorrow, September 14th, to cast their ballot on a special election on a bond referendum with regard to the district's facilities. Voters are being asked to approve a revenue purpose statement, or RPS, that would allow them to bond for up to $7.6 million in additional funds, with just under $2 million of that going to refinance a 2013 bond, now at lower rates, against the district's one-cent sales tax revenue. Superintendent Eric Traeger said the change in the district's RPS was needed to make sure there would be enough funding to complete the $10.8 million middle school-high school renovation project. The only other real change to the RPS is the expiration date, which is currently at 2032. The legislature extended the SAVE program through fiscal year 2052, so school districts must extend their RPS in order to utilize the save funds over that longer period of time. School district patrons will also vote tomorrow in the Audubon School District for board member at large to fill a vacancy term ending in 2023. The candidate on their ballot is Ann Bomstead Miller. The election will be held on Tuesday, as mentioned, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. is when the polls are open. And the Agra Hall in Audubon is the polling site. Or you can also vote by absentee ballot at the Audubon County Auditor's Office from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through the end of the business day today. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.